بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تكفل لي أن لا يسأل الناس شيئا وأتكفل له بالجنة فقلت أنا، فكان لا يسأل أحدا شيئا. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه رواه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Is there anyone who will guarantee me that he will not ask anything from people, and I will in turn guarantee him Jannah? Subhan radiallahu anhu said, I said, Subhan radiallahu anhu thereafter never asked anyone for anything. So in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, the importance of abstaining from begging or asking any person for anything has been highlighted. Of course, we explain the detail when a person could ask and he could beg. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is exhorting the Sahaba, training them, making the tarbiyat, that as far as possible, a person should not beg from any person besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith, via wahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to assure the person guarantee into paradise, entry into paradise, on account of him abstaining from begging. So therefore, in this Subhan radiallahu anhu, we heard this, Rasulullah asked the question, who will guarantee me that he won't ask anything from any person, he won't beg from any person, I will guarantee him Jannah. Subhan radiallahu anhu, immediately Sahaba, the goal, the purpose, the aim was to gain the pleasure of Allah and gain entry into Jannah. Immediately he took up the courage and he said, I will do so. And in his life, he mentioned he never asked any person anything. وعن أبي بشر قبيصة بن مخارق رضي الله عنه قال: تحملت حمالة فأتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسأله فيها، فقال: أقم حتى تأتينا الصدقة فنأمر لك بها. ثم قال: يا قبيصة، إن هذه المسألة لا تحل إلا لأحد ثلاثة: رجل تحمل حمالة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيبها ثم يمسك، ورجل أصابته جائحة اجتاحت ماله فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قواما من عيش أو قال سدادا من عيش، ورجل أصابته فاقة حتى يقول ثلاثة من ذوي الحجاب من قومه: لقد أصابت فلانا فاقة، فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قواما من عيش أو قال سدادا من عيش، فما سواهن من المسألة يا قبيصة سحت يأكلها صاحبها سحتا. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Bishr Qabisa ibn Mukhariq radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, I took upon myself the responsibility of becoming a guarantor. So some person did a deal with another person, he owed him money or he took a loan from him. So Hazrat Qabisa radiallahu anhu says, okay, I will stand as a guarantee, I will guarantee him, you, the repayment of the loan. So if he is unable to pay, repay the loan, then come to me, I am the guarantor for it. Or there were two disputing parties and they had to come to some type of agreement, and for this agreement an amount had to be paid. So Hazrat Qabisa radiallahu anhu took it upon himself to be a guarantor to settle the dispute between two disputing parties. Now he required some assistance himself to sort out the matter. So he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him for some assistance in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, wait until some sadaqah, some charity comes to us, then we will give you some of it, and then you can settle the dispute or the onus that you took as guarantor, and you can sort that out. He then said, O Qabisa, begging is only lawful for three types of people. Number one, a person who takes it upon himself to become a guarantor, and now he himself is unable to pay, he doesn't have the money. So now it is permissible for him to ask some other person for assistance until he collects that amount to settle the matter. And once this is settled, then he should refrain from asking any person. The second one, a person who has some financial problems, and that has completely consumed his wealth. So some type of financial difficulty has come upon him and he's got absolutely nothing now. It is permissible for him to beg until he collects sufficient money to support himself. Or he said, cover his needs. So Rasulullah said either to pay off his whatever loans he has or to cover his needs. And a person, number three, a person who is afflicted by poverty to such an extent, the three people of intelligence. So the first one was a person who was a guarantor. The second one, some calamity came upon them and destroyed all his wealth. And the third one is when a person who is afflicted by poverty to such an extent, the three people, intelligent people of the community, they can testify that yes, definitely this person has been afflicted by poverty. It is permissible for such a person now to collect money to support himself or to cover his needs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Qabisa, apart from these three, begging is unlawful, and the one who begs is then consuming unlawful. So again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the reasons for a person becoming becoming permissible for him to ask of people, to beg from people. Otherwise, a person will just beg just to increase his wealth. We did yesterday, he is only increasing the coal or the brand of fire in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The last hadith in this chapter, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس المسكين الذي يطوف على الناس ترده اللقمة واللقمتان والتمرة والتمرتان ولكن المسكين الذي لا يجد غنى يغنيه ولا يفطر له فيتصدق عليه ولا يقوم فيسأل الناس متفق عليه. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a real miskeen, a real poor person is not the one who he just turned away by one date or two. He goes to a house and somebody gives him one kajur, then he goes to the next house, somebody gives him 2 dates, or somebody gives him some pieces of bread. That's not a real miskeen. A real miskeen is that person who does not have enough food, enough for himself, but he does not disclose it. He remains quiet. Such that people do not understand or don't realize that he deserves some charity. Nor does he stand up going begging around people. That's the person you need to look for, search for and give him. There are many people amongst us, they won't ask you a single word, they won't ask you. It is you, up to us to really find out and check. Ask the person sometimes, is there anything that you can help you with, you require anything. And this is a real miskeen, because he's not standing up and asking people, he's not begging from people. So generally we talk about a poor person who goes door to door. Yes, he is a poor person, but Rasulullah says the real beggar is that person who deserves some assistance. But he feels obviously very shy. He is unable to even tell any person. People won't realize that he deserves some sadaqah because he does not stand up and beg from people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to protect our honor and to have some sabr and patience. And of course, Allah protect us from stretching our own hands to any person. But of course, when people are in need, and many people in need, it is left to us. We are Muslim ummah, and we should have that compassion. We shouldn't feel that, no, we only have to help certain people. There are many people. We should go out ourselves. And that's the real spirit of charity, when you look for a person, and without reminding him of your favors, or embarrassing him in front of people, or making as though you have done something very a favor upon him, go and assist the people. There are many widows, there are many deserving people. People have got debts and to pay off. Inshallah, if we assist them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.